This is Ted Kennedy. Helping drug addicts in prison lick their habit is sound law enforcement policy in the war on drugs. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the revolving prison door is undermining the war on drugs. A recent survey of 23 major cities found that over half the males arrested and charged with crimes test positive for drugs. In New York, San Diego, and Philadelphia, the figure is over 80%. Yet only 15% of drug abusers in federal and state prisons are receiving any kind of treatment for their addiction. That makes no sense, Al. Sooner or later, those addicts are back on the street, committing new crimes to feed their habit. Treatment works. Every dollar we invest in helping addicts in prison overcome their addiction pays for itself many times over in terms of lower future costs to society for crime. Drug treatment in the criminal justice system is essential, Al. It's not coddling criminals, it's curbing future crime.
Come on, Ted. We don't need to coddle those criminals. We need to lay it on them. But you're always for turning them loose. Help us build more prisons. The only way to unhinge that revolving prison door is to get tough. And that means harsh criminal penalties and stiffer jail sentences. Make them pay the price. The most effective treatment for those who commit violent crimes while whacked out on illegal drugs, Ted, is a longer jail sentence and making them learn to read and write while they're in there. That's called going cold turkey. Cutting off that drug supply under medical care will halt the addiction. That is reality. Your liberal chums are always seeking the same old solution. Throw the bucks at the problem and away it will go. Start a new drug program and crime in this country will disappear. Not so. Tough, hard-nosed crime control laws that keep the dopers off the neighborhood streets will keep the public safe. I hope you're listening to our fearful citizens. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the problem of still another famine in Ethiopia. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.